Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about some self-sabotaging behaviors I've started to notice in my life that have appeared in the last, say, month or two. And I want to kind of explain it because I think many of us go through these challenges where we see ourselves start to get some of the things we've wanted or we've been searching for. But then we find ourselves backtracking, getting a little bit lost, and, you know, sometimes, you know, destroying it. It used to happen to me a lot. And I just want to talk through it. I think it's valuable. So let's dive into it now. If you've listened to this podcast before, you know this is really like my verbal diary. I was going to say verbal diarrhea there, just to have a bit of a laugh. It's just everything that goes through my head, what I'm learning about myself as I discover more about my dyslexia. And I try and share it in as many stories and lessons as I can for people just like myself. I think with adult dyslexia out there, there's a lot of information about reading, writing, and spelling, but not much about everything else that goes around our lives. And depending where you are on the have you actually been diagnosed scale or self-diagnosis, some of these podcasts can help give you an idea of what else you might be experiencing. Now, if it gets a bit loud here, we're having quite a windy, stormy day. So just bear with this podcast. I'm sure we will get through it. So today's topic is self-sabotage. Now, I've seen this appear in my life over the years where maybe I've gotten really healthy and fit, and then I've kind of let it go. Sometimes in the past, I felt like, you know, I've started to have a certain amount of financial success, and then I find myself destroy it. You know, when I was in in other businesses, I've definitely seen this change, to be honest. So it is improving. But early on, the picture I would always give people about myself and similar people is we were great starters, and I'm a great starter. I can get a business or a diet or something off the ground like a plane. I can take off very quickly, and I can get the plane climbing. So my starting is amazing. And then just as it gets to a point where the plane is just riding calmly and safely, and it's more just waiting and time. So there's none of that. I have to fly the plane upwards. I have to make sure I get the right turns. You know, the bit that involves a bit more potential chaos or calamity. I kind of jump out of the plane with a parachute on, going boring, and just go. And the challenge can be is success in life, you know, comes sadly at this kind of boring, continuous continuity stage, a stage where things, you know, are just going, where you can build momentum, where the word escapes me, I'm looking for, but it's when things start to just happen automatically, when, you know, really become habitual. It's not always in the start where the benefit is fully realized. It may be the exciting bit, but it's not the end bit. You know, it's very rare someone gets super wealthy on the takeoff of a business. It's when the business has taken off successfully, but then the business has flown like that for another 5 to 10 years, making smaller and more incremental increases in life. Same with weight. Say you do have a challenge with it. You know, you're not really succeeding with it, I think, by losing 20 pounds, you're succeeding with it when you've kept it off for 5 years and you've changed what's happening in your life. Does that make sense? And I think the thing to think about for this, for people listening, is self-sabotage and where things go backwards for dyslexics is different. It's across the board. Some people struggle with use shopping as a tool where they feel like they self-sabotage. Others are relationships. I've seen that a lot. And there's a heap of different things that are challenging. And I just want to share some of the things I've been learning over the years around my own self-sabotage. You know, and the first one is exactly what I was mentioning about that plane analogy, is boredom. boredom has been a huge self-sabotage tool for me, because usually when success is starting to occur, it's not that I'm jumping out of the plane to sabotage it. I'm not like, I can't wait to destroy what I've built. Hooray. This is my one goal in life, is to destroy it. I also don't believe I have, and you may disagree with this, years and years of self-sabotaging behavior because of my parents and all that. I personally don't believe in that. I'm sure there's some truths to it, but I don't think it is the core issue with the way I self-sabotage. I self-sabotage because I get bored. I've created something that is successful, but now I'm like, wow, that was interesting. That was good. I feel successful. You know, I've lost 20 pounds. Fantastic. What's next? What can I do now? I don't want to just do that for the rest of my life and become boring and that way inclined. How do I deal with it? Do you know what I mean? So what then happens is if I switch my attention or I switch my focus, and again, this is as much an ADHD trait, and I switch my focus and I go and do something else. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome. But then I take the eye off the ball of what I was doing and gone. You know, I start to see it go backwards, and I blame myself for self-sabotaging when actually it wasn't self-sabotaging at all. I wasn't doing it on purpose. I wasn't underlyingly doing it. I just lost my attention on the goal. So what I found very important in this, and where I've kind of changed, and what I've noticed recently around where I used to be so good at self-sabotaging, is it was because I didn't really have anywhere I was going. I didn't have a direction I was aiming at. That was clear. So what would happen is there were very short and sharp movements. And I was chatting to a friend recently. And we were talking about a joint mutual friend of ours from a few years back. Now, she was an absolutely awesome person, full of energy. I knew she was neurodiverse. I didn't have the dyslexia or ADHD conversation with her, but I knew she had neurodiversity in her. And one of the things that we noticed with her is she'd love traveling. She'd love changing. And what was happening is every time she got unsure in herself, she'd rebrand her business. Had about 7 or 8 different rebrands of herself, and they'd all look pretty good, and she'd move and she'd jump between things quicker every time. And she was never quite where she wanted to be. She was stuck in this starting phase. And so every time she'd think, hey, I'm a bit of a failure, or we think that's how it kind of felt to her, because she couldn't find what she was really looking for. Like, she was trying to hunt for her authentic self by just recreating herself and hoping something stuck. But And hey, I the reason I mentioned this story is I relate to it. You know, 5 or 6, 7 years ago, I had more business cards than there were baseball cards in the world, if you're in America, or football, soccer cards in the UK. Because, you know, that was, you know, every year I would change my role or my position. I went through a period where I kept changing the business's name. You know, I kept changing our focus in our company. We do like digital marketing and stuff day to day. And I kept changing it. And I was I'd just missed something, and I was now coming up with the next big thing. But all I was actually doing was, you know, in hindsight, what I would have called self-sabotaging. I was sabotaging my success. I didn't have an outlet for the need for stimulation, creation, or newness. So what was happening is, if I didn't know how to channel that, if you imagine like this amazing big energy, dyslexics and those with ADHD have, it's huge, this energy inside you. If you picture that and you don't know how to channel that, okay, you've got no idea where does that go, how does it get there, what do you do with it? What happens is, just as you start to stabilize and this energy has been getting you to a point of stabilizing, the energy goes, now where do I go? And what it'll do is that energy then starts shifting things so it still has something to do. Does that make any sense? So as I've gotten older with self-sabotage, and this is, I'm noticing these moments come up again at the moment for myself, because myself and Holly were engaged, we're getting married at the end of the year, we're renting a beautiful house, our new home is being built. You know, we've come a huge way in finances, a bunch of other stuff is really stable. And the minute it starts to stabilize, and I'm also getting fit, so I'm not drinking at the moment. I'm eating well. I've found a really good diet for ADHD dyslexic minds, and it's working super well. But at the same time, it's very stable, right? It's not very chaotic. It's not up and down. It's not interesting in ways. And so there are parts of me that are going, how do I shake this up? What can I do to shake it up? I kind of need some conflict or challenge. You know, there's sometimes I feel like I don't, but I do. I have to have it, or life just becomes too repetitive. So I noticed this happening, but I also noticed how much I've changed and how much I can go, hey, okay, I'm going through some massive routine or habit building, and I'm not going to sabotage it because I know how important it is. If I sabotage it, it will add some flavor to the drama of my life. But instead, I'm like, okay, where can I gain some stimulation that works for my vision? And, you know, for me, I'm drinking a bit of coffee at the moment. Nothing insane, but more coffee than I was. I'm trying to use really intense, short HIT exercise. So like 50 push-ups as quickly after each other as possible. Not so much for my muscles, but for my brain, because it'll hit the dopamine. It'll hit, you know, it'll get me going. I'm using my video game that I love, FIFA, because I'm like, okay, I know this is something I get a bit, I can put attention to while I get some other habits in play, but I don't want this forever. But I know it's safe in what I'm doing. I'm also aware that I've stopped walking, which is interesting. And it was a part of me sitting there going, am I just self-sabotaging myself? This was such a good habit last year. And I would have in the past put it down to, gosh, maybe I don't want to get fit. Maybe I just want to self-sabotage. But now I'm realizing actually it's just my routine has changed and it's not been prioritized. My focus has gone on to what I'm eating rather than regular movement. And you might say, why can't you do both? Well, sometimes you can, but sometimes I have dyslexic brain and it just doesn't want to do that. I just don't have the mental energy to do that. And I think that's super powerful to realize it. And at that moment, I go, actually, well, the food thing is harder for me than the walking. The walking will come back when I'm ready. The food thing I really struggle with. So I'm getting some traction with the food. I'm going to put that at the top of my pyramid that I'm climbing and focus on it rather than walking and get annoyed at myself for feeling like I failed at that, which, you know, or sabotage myself. So having that awareness has been super helpful. And making sure I have that those channels for that energy, and making sure people around me are aware of that, because, you know, it can be very easy just to go off into these channels, you know, if you do have them, and other people in your life not know about them. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Hope you feel a little connected to this podcast, or if you're listening for someone else you know and love, give them a break if that's what they're doing. See if you can see the patterns in their life or your own. So, yeah, that's all for today, guys. Just remember, you know, next week on next Monday, our time, so it might be Sunday, other times, we're kicking off the Confident Dyslexic. It's an awesome course, absolutely amazing. We had some great results, great video testimonials are available. If you really want to change your life, if you want to give yourself a better vision of the future and build the confidence you know you deserve, you know, check us out, you know, check out the testimonials. You can ask us a question, but yeah, we know how valuable this course is and how many people's lives it's changed. So we'd love to have you on board. Have an epic rest of your day. And thanks for everyone who shares the podcast and everyone who's joined us on YouTube. Have an epic day.